This audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. Where Christian Leadership Begins, Q&A with Jaron Scott. By Jaron Scott. Senator's note, Jaron Scott pastors Christ Church of Joplin and works on the faculty of Ozark Christian College as a professor of organizational leadership. Here, Jaron explains how Christian leadership is grounded in something a lot deeper than trends or pragmatism, in the nature of God Himself. Question. Let's start with some definitions. What is leadership? I define leadership as a process within a relational system of exercising power to produce a desired change in our human behavior. Question, a relational system? Yeah, leadership takes place within a relationship between two or more individuals, and the relationship is what makes it a system. A system is a whole made up of interconnected parts. Any interconnected group of individuals are seen as a system, whether it be the family of origin, friend group, class, athletic team, dorm residence, department members, organization, or community. Research has shown that individuals name the parents, coaches, and supervisors who are closest to them as their most impactful leaders. In other words, those with whom they were a part of the same system. Question, is leadership basically the same as management? Management differs from leadership in that leadership seeks to bring change while management seeks to establish order. I see leadership and management as distinct yet complementary in their contributing to the health of a group. Leadership without management contributes to a group being innovative yet chaotic. Management without leadership contributes to a group being well-run yet unable to make necessary adaptations. You need both. Question. Let's talk theology. Where does Christian leadership begin theologically? I'd say Christian leadership starts with God's activity. God's act of creation was the first exercise of dominion or leadership. God is working with all things to bring them to God's ultimate ends. Consider Romans 8:28-30, NASB. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And these whom He predestined, He also called. And these whom He called, He also justified. And these whom He justified, He also glorified. That's why I believe leadership first refers to that which God does. And practically, this means we join God in expanding His kingdom. God's bestowal of leadership upon humanity in creation was for the purpose of extending the kingdom of God. Jesus' leadership of the apostles was understood in terms of being sent by the Father for the increase of the kingdom of God, and the apostles' leadership is understood as being an expression of being sent by God in order to extend the kingdom, John 20:21. So, for example, the Christian CEO's purpose, regardless of job description, is to increase God's good in the lives of those He leads. Question, sounds like leadership is connected to who we are as humans. That's right. God created humanity in the image and likeness of God, Genesis 1:26. For humanity to be made in the image of God means that men and women are created to be an extension of His dominion or leadership. We are created to reflect God's character while being an extension of God's leadership on earth. Question, if leadership starts with God and expanding His kingdom, how should that make us rethink how we view leadership? I believe it means we should leadership primarily through the lens of stewardship. Christian leadership is stewarding the power, people, place, situation, and task that the leadership context entails. Faithful stewardship is that which adheres to Christ's commandment of loving God and neighbor. For example, the camp director is stewarding his power, role, volunteers, campers, and curriculum. The task of the camp director is to be faithful to the desires of the Lord Jesus. Question: I take it that Christian leadership needs to be about a lot more than just getting results. The majority of God's standard for leaders deals with character more than competence. 1 Timothy 3, 1, 2-12. That which a person produces is an outflow of their character. Matthew 7:17. The leader's agenda, methods, and behaviors are an expression of their character. Character is what qualifies one for leadership, and it is the determining factor of the nature of one's leadership. The Holy Spirit's work is to conform our character to that of Christ's, 2 Corinthians 3:18. The character necessary to lead well is a product of the Spirit's transformative work in the believer. As I train Bible college students, I remind them they are wisely preparing for leadership when they form habits that open themselves to the Spirit's work of cultivating Christ-like character within them. Question: so Christian leadership is connected to the Spirit's work. The Spirit's gifts are a manifestation of the Spirit's own activity in a community through a person for the good of the community. The Spirit sovereignly gifts individuals within the community, and one of those gifts is leadership. Paul identifies leadership twice as a gift of the Spirit, Romans 12:8, 1 Corinthians 12:28. The Spirit also guides the leader through discernment, the ability to see the will of God. As Colossians 1:9-12 puts it, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard about it, have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all perseverance and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." Colossians 1:9-12 in NASB. I believe I have experienced personal direction as well as organizational direction from the Spirit's guidance, and I believe God desires the same openness from all Christian leaders. For example, the nonprofit director can expect personal guidance from the Spirit in his time of solitude, as well as organizational direction during staff prayer retreats.